Yeah, perfect podiatrist music. Nancy Sinatra, these boots are made for walking. Come on, let's do it. Go on, Nancy. Go on, one more time.
Start walking.
Veronica Daniels joins us in studio from the Podiatry Clinic in Dublin. We're talking feet. How are you doing, Veronica?
Very well, thanks, Ray.
We were just talking that feet get bad press.
They do, because I think because they're covered all the time, people sort of see them as prohibitive because they're covered.
And do you think people, say, in countries that wouldn't have them covered so often, in hotter countries, that feet would be no problem with feet?
I wouldn't think there's any problem with feet in hotter countries.
It was amazing the reaction it got when we brought feet up at a meeting recently. people visibly squirmed at just the mention of the word foot.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Especially if you're in pain, you'll squirm.
Yeah, you will. Right. Okay. So we said you were coming in. What are the most common things that you deal with?
Yeah. Lots of skin problems, ingrown toenails, verrucas, biomechanical, like pain in the foot, ankle pain, foot pain, all those sorts of things.
Are we bad at choosing footwear?
We're better than we used to be. But yeah, you should choose the footwear for what you're going to do, you know?
Yes. So comfort over style.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. Function over fashion.
That's my motto.
Yeah, all the time.
Yeah.
Now, maybe it's me and maybe it was something to do with COVID, but there are less high heel shoes around the place now, are there?
Absolutely. And I think people started wearing comfortable shoes at home. They weren't going to work. They didn't have to think about style. And they got used to it and now they can't get into them.
Great.
Which is good for them.
Yes,
and
it
good
is.
For their feet.
And good for their feet. Okay, let's get to our listeners' questions then. I get targeted ads for bunion correctors. I suffer horribly from them. Are they worth a try or should I consult a surgeon? What are bunions?
Right. Bunions are an orthopaedic problem. It's a bone problem. So it's a change in the joint at the big toe, at the base of the big toe and the big toe.
And what causes bunions?
The way the foot's working. So it is actually something that's about the back of the foot and the way the ankle is situated. So sometimes a person's ankle hits the inside of the foot and the foot goes out. So they've an overpronated or a flat foot.
Right.
And so the
Is that genetic?
Yes.
It is, right, okay. Yeah. So you can't do anything about it, really?
Not really.
No, okay.
But you can sort of get treated early. If you get an orthotic in there early and change the way the foot hits the ground, you'll prevent them.
What should this person do then?
Right, if it is a bunion, a true bunion, where it's got a whole orthopaedic bone growth on it and it's restricted, they need to see a consultant surgeon. And the bunion correctors do not work. And they actually are very painful. You're meant to leave them on overnight. And if you have a restricted joint, you'll wake up in a lot of pain.
So how will they know if they have what you've just described?
They won't be able to move the big toe well.
Okay.
It'll click and it'll be uncomfortable.
Okay. So surgeon is where they need to go.
Surgeon is where they need to go.
Yeah, don't bother with the bunion correctors. No. Okay. I have this extremely hard skin on the side of my big toe. Nothing I do can get it smooth and soft. Any tips?
Right. That's actually, again, a flat foot. And the toe is rubbing on the side of the shoe because the end of the big toe is moving and the joint on the bunion, the joint there where you would get a bunion is not moving, even though it's able to move because the way the foot's working in the shoe. But they can file it down with a little bit of a file or a pumice stone gently, don't overfile, and use an emollient, an oil-based cream. So if you use cream on those hard skin on a regular basis, and I'm talking daily, it'll make a huge difference.
Okay. Flat feet, again, genetic, are they?
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. It's just the way the foot interacts with the ankle.
Are we meant to go barefoot, human beings?
Well,
like our ancestors would have went.
Yeah, they would have. But our ancestors were walking on soft ground, not on concrete.
Yes.
And our shoes are orthotics. They control our foot a bit, so they help. But we're walking on concrete now, so barefoot on concrete is not a
wouldn't
good
work,
idea.
Wouldn't work, okay. okay, good luck with your hard skin on your big toe. My daughter's skin is peeling rather badly on the soles of her feet at the moment. She has been in the pool quite a lot for various summer camps. Is this the cause?
If the skin is red and flaking and little blisters, then she possibly has caught a fungal infection. But if it's just peeling and she's getting no discomfort, it's just children get a very high skin cell turnover rate, and she's possibly just growing and the skill in the summer.
Not but you know the way when you're in the water a lot, yeah, that your skin goes that sort of milky
soft.
White and looks, yeah, like there's little holes in it. Yeah.
Yeah, but if she's drying properly after that, she shouldn't be getting that. But sometimes the skin just flakes very quickly.
Okay.
We get new skin all over our body every 3 days.
And swimming pools and fungal infections, is that common?
Very common.
Right. And how do you stop that, prevent that happening?
Well, basically wearing flip-flops, wearing shoes, maybe even putting a layer of Vaseline, like a barrier over the foot, but that'll make you slippy.
Yes.
So you've got to be careful.
It'll also make the
swimming
pool
the water won't like it.
Yeah, no.
People won't like it.
No,
but really, then if you do catch it, treating it early.
Okay. Now, I keep getting recurring verrucas on the sole of my feet. Right. Is there anything I can do to stop them from arriving in the first place? I'm sick of burning them off. What are verrucas?
Verrucas are a wart.
An ingrowing wart, is it?
An ingrown wart because they're on the foot. So you're walking on them and the pressure of walking
just pushes them in.
Oh,
right.
So they're a bit more difficult to get rid of. They need to protect themselves. They're obviously very prone to verrucas if they keep getting them. So they need to wear swim socks or flip-flops. They need to wear something on their feet all the time when they're in any public area. They also, I would suggest that they get a checkup on their immune system. Because if your immune system's down, you're going to be catching infections. And verruca are an infection.
Is a wart an infection?
Yes.
Okay, right.
So if they're constantly catching verruca, I would think they need to be thinking about their immune system.
Yeah.
And go to their GP.
Right. Now, just to go off on a tangent for a moment, my wife got one of these footners recently. It's sort of a sock with chemicals in it.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be like a sort of a DIY treatment at home.
Right.
Have you heard about them?
I've heard about them. All loads of gimmicks. Right. There's stuff in there. Like there's AHA, which is an acid to help fine lines often in creams.
Right.
There's a thing in them called BHA, which is, and they abbreviate these things. It's salicylic acid. Now, I don't know how much is in these. Often it doesn't say how much. But for anyone with an immune system problem, diabetes, psoriasis, which is a skin condition, they shouldn't be using them. Or if you're pregnant, you shouldn't be using them.
Okay. Why are women so obsessed with their feet and men not so much?
Because women like to wear sandals and paint the nails. And I think we've been sold this image thing that we have to look good all the time. With the face paint on.
Yeah. No,
but we have been sold the image.
There's sort of an obsession.
They are.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. They want the feet to look good. They want their nails painted.
Mm.
And like it's lovely, but, you know, it doesn't. Once your foot's comfortable, it's more important.
Okay. I went for a pedicure. There you go, pedicure. And the person giving it to me kind of dug into the second last nail on my toe. Since then, it hasn't been right and has gone kind of yellow. Does your foot expert have any idea what it might be and what I can do to solve it?
Right. It could be a fungal nail. They need to look at the nail. It could be just nail damage. But if it's a fungal nail, it's sort of porous. It's got little holes in it.
So if it is
a fungal nail,
the person giving the pedicure damaged the nail, is that it?
Yeah, and like, you know, they shouldn't be digging down the side if they're doing the nails.
Yes.
You know, getting your nails done is in a pedicure place is about filing the nail a little bit and putting nail polish on.
Yeah,
they shouldn't be digging down.
Separated. From a lot of cash. Yeah, they're very expensive. I don't.
And they're all in again. They're everywhere.
Yeah.
Now.
Well, it's sandal time, I suppose.
Yes,
Birkenstock sliders, all that sort of thing.
So
the advice here is to do what? Sorry, I interrupted.
Check the nail. See if there's little holes in it. If it's there's small little. If it's a porous nail, it's possibly fungal.
Yeah.
If it could be just damaged, it may grow out. It may be damaged from another toe sitting on top of it, so that's exacerbating it.
Right,
so they
okay.
need to just look at their nail, maybe go to a podiatrist and get a proper diagnosis.
Right, we've a minute to do this one. Veronica.
Itchy feet.
My soles of my feet get very itchy, especially at night time, in the centre in particular. What could this be? Is it athlete's feet or even athlete's foot?
Again, it could be athlete's foot. Is it red? Is it inflamed? Are there little blisters? If he has that, then it's athlete's foot. It's bound to be worse at night because you close your eyes and you're thinking of nothing else. So
is
if you've got an itch,
you have no distractions.
You have no distractions. Right. It goes mad at night.
So it's nothing to do with the sheets or the heat or
no,
anything like that. It's just
no,
your brain.
It goes mad. Your brain has nothing else going on and it focuses on what's wrong. So you feel
right.
more pain at night and you feel more itch at night.
So if it's blotchy.
If it's red, blotchy, inflamed, teeny little blisters called vesicants, then it's athlete's foot.
And you can get across the counter stuff, can you?
You can get across the counter stuff for that. There's loads of other things it could be as well. There's systemic problems as well.
Okay. Veronica, I'm sure we'll talk again. That's Veronica Daniels from the Podiatry Clinic in Dublin. Thanks very much, Veronica.
Thank you, Ray.
That's it from us. Sarah and Cormac are on the way on Drive Time. We are back tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Enjoy the rest of your rainy Wednesday evening.
It's the Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.